Today's shiur sponsored in honor of Reza Bas Michael. Okay. Dinei Tashmish Kedusha V'Neirot Beit HaKnesset. We're doing Hilchot Beit Knesset Kuf Nun Dalet. Siman Kuf Nun Dalet. Seif Aleph. Rechava Shel Ir. This is a big open place where they daven sometimes because their shul's not big enough and they need a big place to daven. So it's not the regular place to daven, it's just outdoors somewhere. Afal pi shemitpalim ba'bataniyot, even though they use it maybe a few times a year, it's known. So for like fast days. Ein ba mishum kedusha mipnei shehu arai. It's because we know we use it a few times a year, it's certainly only a temporary or a zmani, one-time use, per se. So then, it does not have kedusha. It's not permanent, it's not bekvius. Okay. Okay. V'chen batim v'chatzirot shemitkabtzim bahem nitpalel be'akrai. So to any place where you daven just once in a while, whether it's your house, your backyard, whatever it is, since it's only be'akrai once in a while, perush derech mikre v'izdamin lo derech kviut. It's not set aside that this is where we always daven. So then, ein bahem shum kedusha. It has no kedusha, and generally, even if someone has a minyan kavua in their home, generally it's all tanai that it's just for davening times. It's not bikviut. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out that what happens when you have shuls, and then there's not enough room, and so there's an overspill, or there's a minyan sheni or minyan shlishi, and they start using other rooms bikvius, even the hallways. So then, he says, if it's on a level of bekvius, even though it's always called the late minion, even though it's for the lazy guys, so then, pashut, he says, it does have a din of a kedushat beit knesset. But lemaisa, obviously, every case has to be taken into account for its own right. I'll give one quick example. When I grew up in my elementary school, Hillel, so there was a cafeteria. It was a large cafeteria. It was certainly used, the main purpose, and it was always used all day for meals, for breakfast, for lunch, anytime there was an assembly, could be there were skits or performances, whatever. But they also had a minyan kavua there. At some point it started, and they started using it to daven every morning for the 8th grade boys. So I cannot imagine would be called a kedushas beit knesset just because they decided to daven there every day. So it needs to. Every case it depends on its case and on its usage in general. Okay. Bet hasokrim bayit umitpalim bo. You rent out a room or a house, whatever, a place to daven. Ein lo din beit knesset. You're just renting it. By definition, it's temporary. So therefore, it does not have a din of a Beit Knesset. Okay.
Even if it's a Kavua Minyan.
Even if it's a Kavua Minyan. So I suppose it depends on the situation as well. Let's say you rent out. I know there are some shuls. I know one in particular in Los Angeles where they rented it, I think, for a 30-year lease. So what do you do with the 30-year lease? I don't know. Ask a rabbi. He says in the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a bet...
The question is, what's the din of it legabe all the halakas of selling it?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Does it have a din beit knesset? So certainly you would have to treat it like a beit knesset. Okay. You would have to treat it with kavod, but obviously it has nafka minas besides selling, but that'd be the main nafka mina.
So
for Kedusha afterwards.
And
a bit midrash, what the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's set aside and you rent it out for a bit midrash, which may be our shuls nowadays also, while they're in use, they have a din of Kedusha. Again, what kind of Kedusha? Either midrabanan or just to be nohig, to give it proper respect. So that's what he writes. Okay, I hope that answers your question. Gimel. Tashmishei kedusha. Kegon. Tik shel svarim. Umezuzot. uretzuot tefillin. So these are items that are called tashmish to kedusha. They're not intrinsically, but they're the tashmish for it. So such as the tik, the container or bag of sfarim and mezuzot, and also retzuot of tefillin, the argash and atzinibo sefer Torah, the case of the sefer Torah, or a chumash. This is a chumash that's on a scroll with the Ketav HaShirit, Dio, v'chisei shenotinin alav sefer Torah, and this, it's called a chair over here, but it means the table, or the, what we call a bima, that we read from, or vilon shetolin lifnei haheichal, or the parochas that covers the heichal. Yesh bahen din kedusha v'tzarich legonzan. So all these items have a din of tashmish to kedusha, and a tashmish to kedusha has kedusha, and you can't just use it for whatever you want. You have to basically throw it away nicely, or store it, or throw it away nicely where it doesn't get. It's not a bizayon. It's not disgraced. Okay. Now, tashmish the mitzvah, that you're allowed to throw right out. That's not a problem. Chatchila, we usually try and put it in a plastic bag or something like that, so it's not, doesn't get full of dirty food or doesn't get disgusting. But that you're allowed to throw away. Okay. Tashmish to tashmish of kedusha, also you're allowed to, it doesn't have any kedusha, even while you're still using it. Okay? One second. Now, there is a question, what about a bima itself? Nowadays, it's always covered up with a covering. It's called a mapa in Hebrew, or a cloth covering. So what's the din? So the mapa itself, the covering for sure, they say is a tashmish de kedusha, because the Sefer Torah is resting on it and it's servicing the Sefer Torah. What about the bima itself? So if sometimes the bima itself gets, the cloth gets removed, and sometimes, even if it's probably just once a year, if it's used for a Sefer Torah directly without the covering, then it also has a din of tashmish de kedusha l'kuli alma. What if it never touches the Sefer Torah? There's always a cloth in between the bima and the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Brura says it's called a tashmish, the kedusha, because it's never in contact. Okay, so that depends on the metzias in your shul. And
so the last line of Sukkot has both.
So it's a
rule he gives. Oh, yeah.
Because it's
all she has suya the Kodak Kusha, the Kendak Shevet, the Tashmishek Kusha, Afshainanuga Kusha.
Right, so I don't understand this Mishnah Bura, because the Mishnah Bura does himself say that a Tashmish to Kedusha, it doesn't have to necessarily touch. It has to be clearly. So he gives a rule in Yadalit, a general rule. Anything that's touching the Kedusha, for sure that's Tashmish the Kedusha, whether it's for Kavod or for Shemira. But anything that's for the Kavod or Shemira, to watch it or to help it, so then even if it's not touching, right, even if it's not touching, it still has a din of Tashmish the Kedusha. But by the bima, it's you're supporting it. It's not a, I don't know if you call it lakavod or not. Maybe he's saying it's not lakavod, but as long as it's you're getting some usage out of it, but there's no kavod out of it. So then apparently holds. That's called a tashmish to tashmish if it's not touching. Now when it comes to our parochet nowadays, they point out that the parochet in the Shulchan Aruch that says it has a tashmish to kedusha is because in those days, sometimes that parochet was used to touch or have some purpose for the Sefer Torah. But the poskim say nowadays, our parochet, it's in front of the aron. It doesn't touch. It's not even the only cover. But whatever, it's never touching. It's always in front, and it never touches the Sefer Torah. So it says, they say nowadays our parochet is a din of tashmish, the kedusha. Okay, let's go on. Haga. V'davka davar shamanichin bahem davar kedusha be'atzma lifamim. It has, in order for it to be tashmish the kedusha, it has to actually be the davar shabikdusha, like the Sefer Torah is resting on it, it's being used in it. O shenaset lechavod, or it's for the honor. Kegon hamichse sha'ala krashim sha'ala svarim. So if there's a tashmish the kedusha, but you cover it up with silver and some material, and the purpose is to beautify the sefer. The purpose of the Sefer Torah is to beautify the Sefer Torah, really. But you're beautifying the object that's holding it. So he says that's not tashmish to tashmish. That's a tashmish to kedusha. Aval oto michsesh u lishmor oto michsesh al akrashim. But if you're just using that secondary item, is just for to cover it up, to shmira, lo mikrei tashmish, that's not really called a tashmish, and it's dehavi tashmish, the tashmish, and that's a secondary. B'chol kayotze bazeh. Any similar case like this. Okay. Haga, yesh omrim, de lo mikrei aron akodesh ele im hu kemin argaz. Now, in order for it to be an aron, that's called a tashmish de kedusha, it has to be where it's a separate item. She'enu asui rak l'chavad Torah, where the purpose is chavad Torah, for the Sefer Torah. So what does he mean? Yeah, keep reading. Aval, aron habanui b'choma, she'naseh l'shmira. Let's say the wall itself is chiseled out. You chisel out a space in the wall. Or when you build the wall, you leave a carved out space in the wall. Lo mikrei tashmish the kedusha. That's not the wall itself is not called a tashmish the kedusha. It's just a hole in the wall to use for shmira, to watch or to hold the Sefer Torah. But if you build a wooden case inside or a safe and you put it inside, and that's the purpose, so then it would be called a tashmish the kedusha. Certainly, if it's a space in the wall, you carve out a space in the wall, so that would have, and if things are getting ruined over there, so of course you can take it away. We do not wash the coverings of the Sefer Torah in urine or anything that's we consider disgusting and smells bad, and it's not becovered. Someone who has a safe, for example, they have a Sefer Torah in their home with a safe. So if that safe was miyuchad only for a Sefer Torah, so then that has tashmish to kedusha. If that safe from the get-go had a mind to be used for anything, person wants to hide money, their silver, documents, so then that safe can be used for anything. Dalit. Mitpechot sifrei Torah shabalu. Now what happens if they get all worn out and ripped and can't use them anymore? Yecholim lasot mehen tachrichin lemet mitzvah v'zohi genizatan. So again, you don't just throw it out in the garbage, regular. You has to be, you properly take care of it, and it can be used for tachrichim for the deceased. And that's actually, it's a tzorach etzibur. And that's a proper way to be gonezit. For the what? Yeah. The meat mitzvah. I think that's referring to the body itself. Yeah. Yeah, but it's used for the dead body itself. Okay, so it's for the dead body itself. And the tzibur needs to be responsible for it, so it's a good way to use it. Hey, Sefer Torah Shabala, a Sefer Torah that also is no longer could be used. Manichin oto b'chlei cheres. So you should put it into a pottery container. V'gonzin oto b'kever tal milchachem. And you put it next to, or in the kever, I'm not sure if it's inside or right next to exactly how they do this, by the kever of a Talmid Chacham. Afilu eno ela shona halachot velo shimesh talmidei chacham. Even if he just learns, in other words, any Talmud Chacham, doesn't matter what level, even one who just learns halachot, mishnayot, but he doesn't learn, what does it mean, shimesh talmidei chachamim? It means either you learn the reasons from your Rebbe, or includes Gemara, but this refers to svara, an understanding that all the concepts behind the halachot. Okay. And included in what can be the same category of a Sefer Torah is also Nevi'im and Ketuvim that are written on klaf and dio. We're not going to do a whole shir over here, but this halacha may not apply to anything that's printed. We know they're printed in mass, not l'shem shem Hashem, and we know it's going to get thrown out. So there are, anyways, different ways to deal with modern-day shemos. I know that there's a Sefer Torah, for example. It happens once in a while. There's a mistake with Yudke Vavke. The ink, spills or a blotch comes out, and you have Yudke Vavke that now it means Geniza. You can't really erase it, and you can't fix it. So what do you do? So for a Sefer Torah, it doesn't have to be written in order. So I've seen this. What do? You take Yudke Vavke, and you just cut it out with a knife. You take that piece of cloth, and you cut out a rectangle, and you take that cloth, and you put it into a special Geniza. Be careful you don't just throw it into any Geniza. Because most Genizas, I don't know what they do with it, but who knows what happens, because they're not necessary, it's expensive and not practical to start burying them next to a Talmud Chacham. But there are special Genizas where it's only for a Shem Hashem written for Kedusha Shem Hashem. So you have to make sure you put it into one of those correct Genizas, and they often ask you for a little donation because it costs a lot of money. And then how do you repair the Sefer Torah? So you just take a piece of cloth and you put it on the backside and you glue it. And then you erase the cloth a little bit in a way. The Sofrim know how to do this. And it just blends right in, and you can't even tell that there's a piece of cloth missing. I mean, a Sofer probably could tell. But a common person wouldn't notice. Okay. Just an interesting tidbit. Okay. Hey. Right? Vav. Eino simi teva kise l'sefer Torah. You're not allowed to take Ein osi miteva kise lesefer Torah, aval mutar lasot miteva gedola ktana. Right, you can't take from this. Is the teva is referring to the Aron Kodesh over here, that's what we call, and the kise is referring to the bima. Okay, so you can't take from an Aron Kodesh to the bima. You can't take the wood, take it apart, and use it for that wood. The bima. Aval mutar la'asot, also some people might want to call it a shulchan. Correct. Aval mutar la'asot miteva gdol ktana, but you're allowed to take, let's say you have a big Aron Kodesh and you want to make a smaller Aron Kodesh. That's not a problem because it has the same level of Kedusha. V'chein mutar la'asot mikisei gadol kisei katan. Now, we're not discussing if you should do this lechatchila. We're saying on the level of Kedusha, can you do this? Or once it's taken apart, can you do this? Lechatchila is a separate question. V'chein mutar lasot mikisei gadol kisei katan. You're allowed to make a bigger one to small. Same thing for a bima, a bigger one to a smaller one. Aval asur lasot menu shrafraf la kisei. You're not allowed to make it a stool. A stool which is for the kisei. In other words, I don't know exactly what it's referring to, but it's a lower level of usage. I'm not sure if it means one you stand on, but it's a lower level of usage. I don't know. Okay. V'chein mutar la'asot mi vilon gadol. Vilon katan. Also, a smaller, a mapa, vilon, whatever, parochas, you can change sizes. That's not a difference in Kedusha. O la'asameno kis l'sefer Torah. Or you're also allowed to use it into a, you're allowed to take the parochas, an old parochas, and make yourself, since it's you only need a half the size or a quarter the size, you're allowed to make the cover for a Sefer Torah. Aval asoy menu kis lachumash asur. But a chumash is one of the five books of the Torah. It's, right, or Breishis, or Shmos, or whatever, but it doesn't have all five. So that's a lower level of Kedusha. I'll just say it. I'm not sure if it comes up now or next, but the Mishnah Berurah points out, you're allowed to display all these items. So if you want to display a davar shebi kedusha, a tashmish de kedusha, it's okay to display it. You're allowed to put it somewhere, like the silver that people put on top of a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to take it and display it on top of, people have wooden holders by the next to the bima. So you're allowed to display things, you're allowed to hang things, you're allowed to hang a parochas on the wall. Not a problem, because you're not using it for a lower purpose. You're showing it off, just the opposite. Haga, ufarochet shenachnu tolim fnei Aaron ein lo kedushat Aaron. That's what we mentioned before, that our parochas is a tashmish to tashmish. Rak kedushas beit knesset. But it also does have a kedushas beit knesset. So it's actually higher than a stam tashmish to tashmish. V'chen haklon sa'ot shabot tolim aparochet u'mikomakom asur la'asuk mehem ha'etzim shemsanim bo akriya l'chuvat hayom. Parts, whatever, it's holding up the parochas, also has a level. She'enon kedoshim kamohem. You can't use it for a lower level. That's the main point. Okay, Zayin. Okay, Zayin. Habima perush makom gavoa. This is not what we call a bima. This is talking about a platform. Kagon bima shayu osin lamelech. They would make a platform for him, a special platform, special for the king or someone to stand on. So ein ba kedushas Aaron ela kedushas beit knesset. So it's part of the floor, and it's not part of the stairs to get up to the Aaron. That's just a floor, and it has the same kedusha as a beit knesset. Okay. The interesting case, the Mishnah Berurah points out, let's say you're building a shul and it's temporary, you're going to move. Well, he's actually talking about the Aron itself. I think it's the same for a Beit Knesset. But he's talking about the Aron itself. Let's say you have, right now you have one Sefer Torah, it's a small shul, you're starting out, you want to get a small Aron. But in a couple years you want to get a bigger one. So they bought the first one al tanai, that they know this is only temporary. So then it doesn't have kedusha once you get your bigger one. Okay, same could apply for we mentioned before, by a shul when it's temporary for a caravan. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out here more your idea issues, but he says, let's say you want to read from a sefer, or you want to daven, and it's too far for you to see. You want to hold it up closer to your eyes. He says, there are different opinions, but you are allowed to be mekel and take another sefer Torah to support, to hold up the sitter or to hold up the book that you want to read from. Because you're not using it for a non-holy usage, you're using it for the same purpose of the sitter or the sefer that you want to read from. And that's not a problem. Also, he says you could be mekel. Let's say the sun is coming in from the window and it's hard to read the sefer, your book that you're reading. So you're allowed to take another sefer off the shelf and use it to block the light, because the purpose is for the other sefer and it's not for your own personal usage. It's okay. Or it's for your learning, which is the whole purpose of Svarim. Okay, Chet. Ha'aron v'chol ma she'osim le'sefer Torah mo'il bo tanai li'ishtamish bo shar tashmish afilo
dechol. It doesn't say use a sefer for that. It says you can use the mikata.
No, it just says you can use a sefer. I'll show it to you if you want. Okay. At least that's how I read it. And it would be the same thing. Okay. Well, we can look after. So, now, so like we mentioned before, anything that you set aside for a sefer Torah, an Aron, whatever it is, it's all based on how you set it aside from the get-go, if it's going to have. You can even use it for any mundane purpose. Like the example we mentioned by the safe, if that's what was originally intended for. Mishnah Berurah says, though, obviously it can't be used for a gnai purpose. What's it called? Right, and then, so the question is, what about our Arons today? Many people put a Nevi'im in there. Are you allowed to? Some people even put other Sfarim in there. So it really depends on how it was Makdish and set aside from the very beginning. And it's normal, I believe, that people do put Sifrei Nevi'im in the Aron. So it's obvious. Either we're going to read it right now, I think. So anyway, so those cases are mutter, because it's all built into the original Tanai, even if it's Stam. Or we say, we're going to see, Leiv Beis Din is Matna. Here, Haga, V'nagu Lehano Mekama Anod Medivrei Kodesh. Kedusha, we do get certain benefits. I'll just mention a very popular one is many people, they lean on a bima, and they're leaning on the bima, they're leaning on the mapa, on the covering. Kegon mitpachot shel sfarim, v'shulchan shel beit ha-kneset, u'me'ilim shel sefer Torah. We see people use them. V'katvu atam, what's the reason? Mishum dekevan shenagu kein, since the custom is to use them. V'efshar lizar, and it's too difficult to be careful not to. So therefore, either the shul itself made the tanai, or leiv beis din matne aleihem mi'ikara. Originally, we say leiv beis din is matne. Kedei shelo yavo. Of course, you cannot lean on a sefer Torah. Aser. Kedei shelo yavo b'nei adal midei takala. So leiv bin is automatically, because first of all, that's what we want to use it for, but also to save us from isurin. V'alfagav delehitnu ki'ilu hitnu dami. And even though there was no, it wasn't said beferush, it's certainly mutar, and it's as if it was beferush. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tov. Let's go on. Tet. Hamid nadvim sefer Torah manichim mitpachot beveit ha-knesset. Mutar lishtamish behem kol sefer v'sefer. A person stam donates to the shul for this purpose, for a sefer Torah, you can use them for all of them. Shiladat kulan hukdishu. They are set aside for all of them. Aval amnicha meveita mecharkach madishim kevan shaldat oto sefer nasa v'nishtam mishbo oto sefer asur l'anicho b'sefer Torah acher v'yesh matirin. So according to the Stam, it would be aser. If it was only set aside for one sefer Torah, like it was in his home, and then later it was brought to the shul, so now you want to switch afterwards, he didn't have in mind for that, it would be aser. That's the first opinion. V'yesh matirin, and some are mekel. And that's the Yeshomrim. Usually we say Stam V'Yeshomrim. Happens to be... So the Kav HaChaim points that out. This is a case of Stam V'Yeshomrim. And in the earlier case, when we mentioned it was Aser, that was because that was a case of Bedieved. I think it was in the Dalet, Siv Dalet. Here, it's Lechatchila, can you take it from one to another? It wasn't sold already. That was the case before. Here it's Lechatchila, so the Halacha should be like Stam. However, if we, as Rama writes, v'cheino agin achshav, that we are matir, in other words, originally the Shulchan Aruch, and we usually would say stam v'yeshamrim, but in this case, because we know beferush, the minag is like the yesh matirim, and mishum leivdin beizdin matan aleihem linhog kach. Since, again, same concept, this is the minag, and therefore it's not a problem. Yud. Since that was the custom to take the crowns, I don't know how it stayed on the head, but since that was the custom, you're allowed to. But just for chatanim, just for fun, that was not the minag and not allowed to.